Hello everyone, this is Shai from Raising the Frequency in Israel. And today I have a special guest. Today I am with Yanis Bidjarakis. Did I pronounce your name all right?
You got it correct. You are one of the few that can get it correct.
Yanis has a YouTube channel which is called Aroi Mak. And the reason why basically I got to know you and your channel is because you upload a lot of Tony Pantelaresco videos. Now, I've interviewed Tony a couple of times, but what drew my attention to you, I mean, someone who is uploading Tony Pantelaresco videos has to know a lot of stuff, has to be in the game quite long time and into the depth of it, because obviously we know what Tony speaks of, and this is like hardcore stuff in the truth movement, which is the synthetic biology, which is the nanobots, it's the targeted individuals, it's implants, it's the really the stuff that most people don't want to touch. And I was like, hang on, and I asked Tony about you, how come this channel is uploading your videos? And he said, because he chose to. All right. And then I was curious about who is doing that and what's the purpose and what's your personal interest in that. So I will be very happy if you tell us what's your interest in that and why it's so important to know about these sort of things.
Yeah, sure. So thank you, first of all, for having me here.
Sure.
And give me the opportunity to present, let's say, the channel. And actually, as you said, what is interesting to me and what I believe that everybody can do as well, because I'm nothing, I'm okay, special guest, you said, but I'm not any special than any other person than you. Yeah. I started uploading Tony Pantelaresco videos. So, first of all, my background is in electronic engineering and telecommunications, but through my professional career, I have always been in medical devices. So I have been in the medical, let's say, environment, allopathic medicine, mainly in the hospitals. But a few years ago, I started getting interested. Well, always I was interested about the health and potentially from natural sources, mm-hmm. not petrochemicals. Mm-hmm. And I have found Tony Pantelaresco video channel in YouTube, the Herbs Plus Beats. And he had, of course, a lot of remedies, and he was showing things to do.
Yes.
And then as the years they were passing and everything are changing, okay, more and more diseases, we find that is not from normal causes or normal biology, but they are coming from different things, and nano poisoning and toxicity. I got more interested. I found his podcast as well very interesting, and the links that he was sharing with all the informations. So a deep dive inside this, because okay, I found it interesting. But the trigger is not just my curiosity. It was that I could relate that what is happening around us is not normal. Mm. And it's accelerating. They are pushing it with very high speed, and they are very nicely organized. And I said, okay, this is where we are going. This is destroying the mankind race and ourselves and the next generation, my kids. So I said, I thought that I need to be informed, take actions to, let's say, slow down the effects on me and my family, mm-hmm. but at the same time to inform other people, okay? The other people that they can take as well actions, get informed and take actions to protect themselves and slow down this accelerating, let's say, force that is coming imposed on us.
Yes. Are you Greek origin, right?
Origins, I'm in Greek, yeah.
But you based in Switzerland?
I'm based in Switzerland since I left Greece 20 years ago.
Right.
I have been in Switzerland, in Holland, back to Switzerland, so in different places.
So when did you wake up to this reality of mass poisoning, and obviously it's not normal, it's not natural stuff, it's a lot of it is synthetic, is technology based, has been done by the military industrial complex, as we all know. But when was it, and what was the trigger for you to wake up?
Okay, it's going a little bit a few years back, and actually it was the event of 9/11.
Right.
After the 9/11 things, okay, which was extremely strange and extremely many things that were, let's say, questionable, and why suddenly the happening things like that, and how fast they start removing, you know, in for our safety, they start removing freedoms and imposing controls, etc.
Yes.
So that was, let's say, a triggering point, curiosity. Still, I was not completely aware, but, you know, a slap that, okay, it started waking me up.
Yes, yes.
And then, and then, okay, I was digging a little bit further on that, and then I found out as well as some other things about the shape of the Earth. Potentially, is it as we have been told? Is it differently? And then I came across with Tony Badalerescu and some other as well, Brian's V96 through Tony Badalerescu, and I saw what is happening with the nano. I was new nano, as an engineer, and even I was thinking, okay, it's great, the technology is going great, but I have never occurred to my mind that how it affects our body, okay, and how it affects our DNA, and how nowadays they have even make xenon DNA, which mimic our DNA, and take it over. So, but coming back to your question, yes, I started, let's say, after the 9/11 event, a couple of years after that, you know, I was trying to analyze what's happening, as it was affecting completely our life. It's affecting my professional life, in brackets, meaning that, okay, I was traveling a lot, so more and more, you know, controls and delays in the airports, the scanning machines, you know, with X-ray that they see the whole body and radiating us. So I said, okay, this is not normal. Why they are pushing in all of this? And, you know, so through this way of thinking, I start going down to the rabbit hole, let's say.
Yes, yes. I mean, many people around the world has woken up just after 9/11, because there were many things that, as you said, they were really questionable, and rightly so. And you know, I'm listening to you, and obviously we chatted before, and what I see, I mean, you just mentioned the acceleration of things, the events and processes, and I find that the more people waking up to the hidden reality that is maneuvering the what we see, you know, on the stage, the reality as being presented by the mainstream media and governments, etc. The more people waking up to this reality, the more acceleration there is of these events. And I think, I mean, this is just, for me, in a way, this acceleration correlates with us waking up, which is actually quite natural. Although, if I look only on the acceleration on its own, there's something unnatural there because it's really fast now. But I'm thinking maybe it's because more people waking up to these horrors of the hidden governments and the deep state and the globalist, etc. And what can we do? I'm referring this question to you. What can we do in order to protect and to inform the next generation, which obviously is growing in this era, which has a lot of smart devices, a lot of radiation, a lot of poison. We know it's poison, hardcore poison. What can we do, A, in order to protect them, and B, in order to inform them about the future, obviously without harming their childhood, because it's a tricky game here.
Yes, exactly. You know, I have exactly the same concern. For example, okay, I have two kids. One, he's an adult, he's 26 years old. The other, he's 10 years old, almost 11. So to the older one, okay, he's awake, I would say, still doing some, I don't agree with some things, for example, you know, smoking, but, you know, the vaping, not smoking, and which it has inside nano.
Sure. This better to smoke now, if it's this or that.
Yeah, this is what I have told him, but, you know, he can control it, but at the moment he has not He's awake with many different other things, but this on the nanot has still a little bit an issue. To the younger one, as you said, okay, you should not traumatize them, or, you know, to make that think that there is no hope.
Yes, exactly.
So personally, what I'm trying, let's say, to do is, okay, beside educating what to eat and not to eat, okay, control the time that he has, he's spending on the smart devices. Mm-hmm. And with illustrations, try to explain him why some things that can be dangerous. And I show him as well that, okay, the world is not as, it's not a nice bubble, everything is nice. There are very bad forces outside, mm-hmm. but there are not only bad forces, there are well good forces. And there is protection as well. So I try, you know, to make him aware, but without make him losing hope.
Yeah.
So yes, we have something bad, but it's not only bad. There is as well the, you know, the bad and good battle and fights that is for all forever. So I try, you know, to create it like in this story, so he's not at least getting depressed. And so far, so good. Now, but okay, this is, you know, something personal I'm doing, and potentially you are doing something different. There are different ways that everybody can do something good. But I think it's important our generation, the parents, to be informed, first of all. So they need to be informed what is happening. They need to be informed. They should know that we are in a war. And we should know the tactics and the weapons of the opponent, for the enemy. Only then we can win. If we don't know what he's using, this is for any kind of war. Yeah. That's why they have, you know, the spies, etc. They try to find out what the other party is doing, sure. to find what are their strong points, so how we can defend, and what are their weak points. So I think that the parents, our generation, the older ones, they need to be informed and take actions. Take actions, meaning to protect themselves, depending from what weapon they try to mm-hmm. protect, because they're different from frequencies, different from the nano, different mm-hmm. sure. you know, from whatever they're attacking us. And then share as well. Share the information to create more awareness to other people, because I have the feeling that they have managed to advance so far. Okay, they have evil powers behind them, but they have managed to advance so far because of the ignorance of the people.
Sure, it's true.
Okay, nowadays, more and more are awakening. This forced them to accelerate things, of course. Mm-hmm. But I think that when we are more they are awake, it's pushing back their agenda. There are some things that potentially they could have already been implemented, but they are delaying. Okay, they are delaying because either the population is aware, or because they what they have planned could not work. So maybe there are as well some other the good forces that as well somehow contribute to slow down a little bit the event. Although we're gonna have this how to say things that would still gonna go worse.
Yes. It's true.
Still, things are going to go still worse. The thing is, the point is, what we going to, where are we going to be in this? If we're going to be, let's say, the masses that they will be, you know, crush us completely, or we have fortified ourselves with knowledge and other practical steps to at least potentially get hurt, but not expired, don't be destroyed completely.
It was published a couple of days ago, mm-hmm. And to be honest, I was skeptical about it, and then I read what it means, and I was like, hang on, so that's why I'm asking you. It was published a couple of days ago that Switzerland has managed to stop 5G. How much truth is there in it?
Okay, yeah. It's true that it's about a year that the federal government it gave this directive, and especially to some cantons to stop implementing. Mm-hmm. But they gave as well a little bit of power to the cantons. Then locally, the cantons, some of the cantons, they said no. But what is very interesting is that, you know, still, although, okay, there is no law to say no, but they say hold it until further investigation,
yeah.
still the companies are installing it. So I see more and more, the antennas, the small cells.
Yes.
Not only the big towers, which are, with a big distance, but even, on the traffic lights, above traffic lights.
Yes.
And I say, what are they talking about? I don't know if they have activated. I know in the cities, I know that in some, agricultural areas, one of the companies, they installed it, they were promoting it as, since over there in the remote areas it's not easy to have fiber optics, we'll provide you fast connections with the 5G. In the canton where I am, here in Ivo, it has not been implemented, and in Geneva as well, they have not been implemented officially. But I see the tower, I see the antennas, so I don't know.
I
don't have a frequency analyzer to analyze the frequencies.
Even if you had, I tell you, some of the frequencies of 5G are not detected by the frequency analyzer or detectors, because most of them work up to 8 gigahertz, and above gigahertz they just cannot detect. But anyway, just to say a couple of things. One, I read that saying no to 5G in Switzerland, in all the cantons or most cantons, actually it's not about what has already been installed, but it's just for new antennas.
Yeah.
So they're saying no, there won't be any new antennas installed on the existing post, So this is one thing, just to clarify that. The second thing, which I see from Israel, and I think maybe it's the same, maybe it will answer your question. This is just to tell the audience, we didn't plan this. I'm just... This is a real conversation in real time.
Exactly.
We're just updating each other. And you...
There's no script.
There's no... Look, I just wrote Yanis Bijarakis, just to pronounce your name good. So the second thing... is something I see in Israel, and maybe it's true also for Switzerland and maybe also for other countries, is that they divide the 5G installment to three different ways. The public knows, or is aware of just one way. What I mean by that? One pillar of 5G is the LED streetlights. All right?
Yeah.
And we're not talking about this now. Maybe they're still putting LED streetlights. Some of them will still have antennas, probably, possibly.
Correct.
But we're not talking about this. And also the news about the stopping 5G installment was not about that. But we need to realize that the LED streetlight is part of the infrastructure of 5G. And this is still going on. The second pillar is for municipal use. And this is what you see, which you still have the microcells in traffic lights and in some posts. And this is still going on because this is for smart cities. And look, it's an assumption what I'm saying, but it's based on what I know till now. So maybe it's not true for Switzerland, but I know it's true for Israel. And again, I'm not surprised if it's true for other countries as well. So the first pillar is the LED streetlights. Not necessarily in that order, obviously, but just to see one side of installment. The second side of installment is for municipal use. So it's for to find parking spaces and recycling garbage and the traffic light and the cameras for the security of the people, etc., etc.
This is the
second one, which I guess, my guess is that it's still being deployed. It's still going on. The third one, which is what the public is more aware of, which I think the item in the Financial Times about that, I think it was for the third pillar, which is for communication. So maybe the other antennas, which are meant to be for 5G mobile phones and connecting our phones with devices in the house and smart meters maybe, I'm not sure here, maybe it's just about that. And the other pillars, the LED streetlights and the municipal use of microcells, maybe this is still going on, but just the third one, they stopped it. And again, they said it's indefinite stop, but I'm not sure what's indefinite for them.
Yeah. So yes, you are right. They are not talking about the streetlights. They were talking about, in municipalities, they don't give new permissions to raise new pillars,
yes,
dedicated to the 5G, but potentially they can install on the existing pillars, because it is through the last year, within the last 12 months, a lot of new installations of antennas.
On the existing poles, or
changing as well the existing antennas. So they were a little bit bigger, and now they are putting smaller, updated.
I'll show you something. Yeah. Sorry for that. I just stop you for a second. I mean, I showed this picture yesterday. I just share my... anyway, you share my screen, but you don't see it, right?
No, I don't see it yet.
All right, I'll see it. I'll show it to you. Share screen. Now, you see this?
Yeah, I saw your video. Yes, correct.
Exactly. So this... This you can actually, you can add much more on that. All right.
Just
for people
to
know.
So what I have seen in the street lights, it was antennas like that, you know, a little bit rectangular, the small ones.
Yes.
But they have
long ones.
They have installed on the highway, you know, the existing pillars, and through the train lines that I'm using as well. They have installed a lot of new cells, not that many small ones. The small ones have sitting in the city.
Right. I mean, I tell you what.
So yes, potentially they have pulled completely. And then I was reading some comments, at least the Swisscom, you know, which is the national telecommunication provider in Switzerland, you know, they are arguing that we don't have studies to show that that they are harmful. They play, you know, this game.
Yeah.
We don't know if it's harmful because we cannot prove it. I think somewhere that, you know, there is as well the reasoning, let's install something and see the results.
Sure.
Until we can prove something. So, you know, they want to have a live trial.
A live experiment.
And if we have
people.
Victims, okay, oops, sorry.
Yes. This is what they do. That's the way normally. I want to add, but just before I forget, for those of you who want to support my channel, support my work, saving the children in a digital industrial age, or trying to save them, protecting them, you can just go on the link under this video and support my work on Patreon. But you mentioned before, Yanis, that we are in a war, and you need to know tactics, and you need to know what the other side is doing. And you know, Bill Cooper, which he was taken down by the cabal, by the globalist, but basically he was the best, I think, the best ever esoteric knowledge researcher, or cults, mm-hmm, and secret societies. And he said that if you don't, you better don't step into the field, the war zone. You don't go to war if you don't know who your enemy is. So it's so important to learn who is behind, who is pulling the strings behind the scenes, who is creating all these fake crises, who is installing all this. Really, he's pushing behind the scenes all this deployment of technology, which is at least partially based on weapon. So, and this is happening, just to remind everyone, this is happening in like 190 countries parallel. So it's not one country decision to do it. It's coming from behind the governments. And we need to be aware of that, that this is what is really happening. It's not the Prime Minister of Israel or the Prime Minister of Switzerland have decided to deploy this technology. It's behind them. It's much greater powers.
Yeah.
And
they follow an agenda. They follow an agenda which is above them. Simply there are tools. Okay, there are soldiers, or they are part of, let's say, of the implementation. That's why you see it at the same time, as you mentioned, parallel deployment worldwide.
Yes.
And the things happening worldwide approximately at the same time. It's a design.
It's true also for other stuff that we see now, you know, with viruses and vaccines and stuff like that. Again, there's like, they create sort of crises, whether it's the climate crisis whether it's the viruses crisis, and maybe it's also 5G crisis. I mean, it's all hooked together, bind together, in order to create a problem reaction solution mechanism. You know, create a problem, we call for the reaction is that we need help, we need a solution, and the solution is presented. You know, I'm thinking, what's the level of awareness in Switzerland? I mean, how many people live in Switzerland, about?
Around 7 to 8 million, so around 8 million people.
All right, so it's similar to Israel.
Now, you know, when similar to Israel, yeah. The awareness, you see people, you know, that they are aware, even there is, let's say, some political parties, individuals, who are in politics, and they try, you know, to, for example, stop 5G, or they're going against 5G and they're creating some protections.
Yanis, you disappeared here. Do you want to disconnect and reconnect? Yanis, wait.
Yes.
Your internet is not stable. Do you want maybe to disconnect, leave the meeting and reconnect again with the same link? I'm waiting here.
Okay. I will.
Now you have only me. I'll take a break, a water break. This is a living water with a living water device I have installed here with a really nice filter. Filter that doesn't work on UV, no electricity, just gravitational force. And really sweet water, amazing water. Everyone that comes here says, what is this water? Where you have this water from? Anyway, don't be jealous. Yanis Bizarakis. By the way, you should go and check his channel. I will put a link, obviously. Go and check his channel. It's called Aroi Mak, which means delicious in Thai. And he has some good videos because it's mostly it's by Tony Pantaresco, which is really worth listening to. Just check it out. For those of you who didn't see the video I put up yesterday showing this antenna and various other 5G hardware, you should go and see it. It's quite interesting. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah. Okay. Apologies for that. I don't know why. I'm connecting now with a cable, with a LAN, not wireless. And in theory, it's a fast internet. But okay.
Maybe you need 5G connection. No, I'm joking.
You see, here you are.
Still, your connection is not that great, and I am thinking maybe I should cut this bit. But anyway, let's see. Let's continue. You were saying about the level of awareness in Switzerland.
Yes. So, yes, I was saying that there are people that they are aware about 5G, and when you are talking, you know, privately, everybody, not everybody, many, they have concerns.
Mm-hmm.
They have not realized yet that it's not an advanced 4G. They don't realize that it's a beamforming. They don't realize, you know, how exactly it works.
Yeah.
But Okay, this is one topic. For me as well, a very high concern is the chemtrailing, the geoengineering that they are doing on the skies, which only few they are aware and they noticing, and they say that this is not normal. Only few they are aware when they see the cloud, you know, with the formation that they are hit with the Pringles from HARP, or I don't know what, not HARP, but you know, we have the CERN, and then you see clearly the formations, the waves on the clouds, and they say, ah, look how nice it is. They don't realize that this is not normal. This has never happened by the nature on the air, you know, with the winds, etc. You never see these shapes of these formations of clouds.
Yeah.
And of course, very few, very, very, very few, if any, they are aware about the nano toxicity.
Yes.
And very few that are aware about the 6G, which is as well will come fast. So we need to focus our efforts, yes, on the 5G, stop the 5G, and create awareness. But as well, we have to somehow to shift some energy, some of our focus on 6G, which will be really a disaster. I think maybe, you know, in China with the coronavirus, yes, we all know that it's an engineered virus. It has some effects, but potentially as well, they have been hit with 6G, at least those people that they are running, they are, you know, on the mall or in the street, and they're falling down suddenly. I think probably they are hit with 6G.
I won't be surprised. I won't be surprised even if they are affected by 5G. I mean, just the beamforming capability of this phased array antenna, it's like they can do the same. You know, I'm thinking there's so many sides to this story. There's so many places we can put our energy in order to, A, learn, and B, do something about it. What would you recommend to people who learn about, because each one is starting, has a different starting point. One is entering this field from chemtrails. One is entering this field maybe because he's targeted individual. One is entering this field because he learned from about 5G. One is about fluoridation. I mean, there's so, and Agenda 21, and there's so many things here. What would you recommend to people to do after they learn something? What is the really, what can we do? What people can do in their own local council?
Okay, practically. Yeah. So, okay, in the local council, you know, it's it depends really the city and the person itself, if he feels comfortable to go and engage, you know, and inform the local council. But before reaching that level, which is a part of the action that somebody can do for sure, I think is when somebody learns something and understand it, so he has this knowledge, start then implementing practical actions in his own or her own daily life. For example, protection for frequencies. Okay, even if we don't have 5G everywhere, but still we have Wi-Fis and we have 4Gs, and still they can hit us with energies, frequencies, especially target individuals. What can do? Okay, shield the house. If you are inside the house, ground yourself when you are talking, when you are sitting in front of the computer, when you are sleeping, if possible. There are materials, you know, that you can put on your bed and ground your bed, or even strap your body and then connect the grounding. When you are outside, wear protection, you know, with hats and clothes, or inside your clothes have a form of, there are materials that are including copper or silver that they are protecting, acting like Faraday cage, and ground this when you are outside as well. So if it's about frequencies, we can do something to protect from the frequencies.
You know, I just think, sorry, I disturbed. I remember I recently started to think, can you hear
me? Like noise, like way, like wind. Say again.
Can you hear me?
Slow. I hear more like a sound or like a wind, something
really
blowing on the microphone.
I didn't do anything. I don't know. Can you hear me now? All right.
I hear you, but not very clear. But I can hear you a little bit. Yes.
Wow. I hope it's not showing on the recording. I don't know. I'm just saying the I just got a couple water vessels, and I'm thinking
Yes.
actually, because it's copper, the water inside are more protected from radiation. I mean, just because it sits in a, well, maybe any metal will do the job. And anyway, copper has some benefits, but I'm just thinking it's
Yeah.
also good to keep water in copper vessels, because then also you protect the water, which is really sensitive to changes in magnetic fields and electric fields and radiation in general. So just a thought
No,
crossed my mind.
no, it's no. I think that the way of thinking is correct, because it's it has such effect if we are drinking, if we have increased copper in our body, and when I say increased, to come to the normal levels, because now we have depletions. So drinking water from copper vessels, it's one of the ways that we can increase our copper intake. And at the same time, of course, we should not forget that we should increase a little bit our zinc intake, because this one, they need to have a certain ratio to keep the balance. So copper, yes, water from copper vessels, but as well have some zinc intake, either in the form of chlorides or other forms. So yes, this protects, definitely protects, and grounding. Definitely grounding is important when we are heated from frequencies.
Absolutely.
If we are talking about nano protection from a nano, yes, we need to reduce the intake of nano. So we know that all the grains, they are loaded with nano, okay? Either from the sky when they are cultivating, you know, when they are outside on the field and through the geoengineering, or through the storage in the storage facilities, and due the food change process, they are loaded with nanomaterials. So we need to eliminate the intake, or to reduce the intake, because we cannot eliminate completely. We are breathing, etc. But we can reduce the intake from the food. Use methods to remove it from our bodies with essential oils, with detox baths, and with electromagnetic pulses, which are hitting the nano inside, hitting our body, low frequencies, not high frequencies. And because the nano, they have a distance, they don't touch each other. Okay, they may network, but they always keep a distance of about 1 nanometer separate. When it's coming, the electromagnetic pulse, beside that, it's resetting their software. They are forcing them. And when they will touch each other, you know, because of the pulse, they are forcing them and they touch. And then they have short circuit. So they are losing again their capabilities. They are losing the program that it has to be to develop, you know, to network, to destroy our DNA, mitochondria, create diseases, etc. So we need different approaches, different measures to protect ourselves.
And again, I just tell the audience that if you want to know more about specifically this stuff, the nano, and how to tackle it, how to remove it, how to disturb the nano or the synthetic biology to work in your body, you can go to Yanni's channel, the Aroy Mac channel, where you can find the Tony Pantalaresco videos, which are really good, really knowledgeable, and with a lot of, I would say, low-tech solutions.
Efficient.
What? Sorry?
Low-tech, but efficient.
Yes, very solution. Efficient. That's what I mean. I mean, it's also Tony that brings this up, but also your background with medical devices and electro engineering. I mean, all these things, I think your channel is really good for that. And thank you again for uploading all of Tony's video, most of Tony's videos to your channel.
I made, you know, a blog. Okay, in my channel, okay, I put the podcast from Tony. And then I have a link where I put all the provided links. And I have a blog channel, a blog website, where, you know, I put every time I upload it. And over there, I made one blog, you know, the attack to the humanity, how they have attacked the humanity, and our countermeasures.
Yes.
Okay, it's for measures I have got from Tony, from Brian, and some mainly from those two. And then I present the steps, how they have managed to attack the mankind the last 100 years. But then as well, all the steps and questions, what somebody can do to protect himself or herself from these things. Okay, it's a bullet point.
Yes.
But for each step, someone can find then additional information.
Excellent. We will put the link to your blog, to this specific place. We'll put the link here so people can actually go and have a look for themselves. Now, this is one question I sometimes ask people I speak with. Are you optimistic, pessimistic, realistic about the future?
I'm realistic, but I will say optimistic. And let me explain. I don't mean optimistic that, okay, everything will be fine or we will have no problems. No, we will have problems. As I said earlier, I believe that things will go even worse. But after the storm, it's always the calm.
Yes.
I believe that at the end, we'll win. Not with our forces. We have to do our part, though.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to have support. I believe in God, the superior, the father, the superior being. Others, they call it whatever. Anyway, everybody believes, or the majority believes, that there is something out there which is higher than us.
Yeah.
And as I mentioned, this all this evil, it's not only from the people. The people here are just the minions and the puppets of these evil forces. We have the evil forces, the elites, the controllers, and then all their minions that they try to implement all these things here.
Mm-hmm.
So these guys, they will make it worse, but the good force, finally, it will win. But we have to do our part. We don't have just to rely that somebody will help us. We need to do our parts in order to be, let's say, to allow ourselves to be the tools and the soldiers of the good force and do our part. And it's not an excuse that, okay, you will do this one for me, or Tony will do it, or whoever is the other fighters and the truthers out there that they are fighting, they will do it and they will save us. No. They will do their part. Finally, the mankind race, it will be survive, but there will be a lot of losses in the meantime.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, are we going to be those that they will die without fight, or are we going to do our part in this? At the end, it will be a victory. But are we going to be in the side that is fighting, or the side that, you know, is just going to be burdened, going to eliminate it?
Yeah. Well, fair point. You know, sometimes when I write something, I finish it with what you're going to do about it. You know?
Yes.
Is also, I want to put it after you said what you said, I tell the audience, you know, the viewers, the listeners, what you're going to do about it. And I think first thing is to learn, like you said. And the second thing is really to tell others. We have to inform others. Almost regardless of what people may think of us and how we may be perceived by others, I know we should tell others what we already know. We don't need to be experts in order to tell family, friends, neighbors about what we know. I mean, if we know already that in the next coming years there will be less food, for example, because it's going to get colder, and various reasons, climate engineering, and so many reasons why we will have less food, we need to be aware of that. We need to tell our loved ones, our neighbors and family and friends.
Our circle,
yes. And then each circle will take care of himself, and all circles will take care of themselves. And I think I do agree with you. There's something in me which really wants to be optimistic. I'm more realistic than optimistic, like you. But it doesn't mean we don't have to do anything. I'm realistic and slightly optimistic only if enough of us will do. We'll push back. Will say no, will refuse to accept the poisons, the new poisons that are coming into our life and making the majority of people addicted as well. I mean, wireless radiation is addictive. The LED lights, addictive. So much stuff here is really, is bad for us, but at the same time is addictive. It's playing with our brain. This is part of the AI. And I think we need to be really alert, really aware to these things. That's why we need to share this information.
I wanted to say that the forecast, okay, and the tomorrow, it's not great. Mm-hmm. We are realistic, as we said. As I said, it's going to be worse. But this is not a fear-mongering message, okay? You should not fear about that. The people, many people, they are paralyzed. You know, they hear something, and they say, oh, you are bringing the disaster. You should not think it's negative energy and the thing like that. I don't want to hear. Or the other reactions, oh, what we can do? They are so much more powerful than us. And, you know, they paralyzed. I think, yes, it's fearful, but this fear, this emotion should be converted, transformed, you know, to actions, I forget now the English word, but, you know, to motivate us to take action, inform ourselves, protect ourselves, and then share the information, as correctly said, to our circles and create communities. They are not everybody gonna accept it. Not everybody will act on it. But at least we have done our part. And I don't care, you know, if the people they are ridiculing me or they are opposing. They say, okay, I'm nonsense or conspiracy. I mean, these are the facts. As you said, we don't have to be experts, but we have to learn and then having information. And we don't try to convert anybody. This is how it is. This is the information. If you need more information, to see that this is the case. It's not you know, somebody came with this idea, this fantasy that they are doing all of that. No, it's fact, and it's fact that it's dangerous. Here are the studies. Here are the reports from the experts. So we don't have to be expert, but we need to know where to find the information.
Yes, totally agree. Yanis Bidjarakis, thank you very much, mate. And I will.
Thank you very much too.
I will obviously I will put links to your YouTube channel and to your website in the description of this video. And again, just to say, for those of you who would like to support my work, just go into the link I will put in the description. Go and show your support on the Patreon link. Yanis, thank you very much. Keep up the good work. Please continue to upload Tony's videos, because I love Tony and what he's doing. He's a great guy. Probably he will see this video as well. All the best. Hope to catch up very soon. We'll stay in touch anyway. Thank you very much.
Yes, we'll stay in touch. Thank you too. And as a last word, everybody can share the information. Yes. Educate themselves. Be active. First of all, for their own selves, and then to their small or bigger communities. But everybody can do something, and I think it's necessary to do something.
I totally agree. I couldn't agree more. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you too. Thank you too.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right.